Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in! Right, so first things first, can we please talk about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce? Because, girl, the wedding bells are practically ringing. Okay, so apparently, Travis didn't mind that our girl Tay was already married to The Hustle when he popped the question. And honestly, the audacity of this man to understand that she's a literal business empire. Not me getting emotional about this, but Taylor has been dropping hints about marriage for ages in her songs and interviews, and now she's finally found someone who gets it. Like, he understands that dating Taylor Swift means you're not just dating a person, you're dating a brand, a movement, a literal phenomenon. And Travis said, "Yeah, I can handle that. The confidence. I'm screaming." But here's what's getting me. Taylor has been so vocal about wanting that fairy tale ending, right? She's sung about white dresses and church bells and the whole romantic fantasy, and now she's got this football player who's just as dedicated to his craft as she is to hers. They're both absolute units in their respective fields, and they respect that about each other. The power couple energy is just chef's kiss. I mean, when you think about all the drama she's had with previous relationships where guys couldn't handle her success or her schedule or her massive fan base, and now she's got Travis who's literally cheering her on from NFL stadiums? Girl, she's won the relationship lottery. Okay, so moving on because we've got more tea to spill and this next story is giving me all the chaos energy I live for. So apparently, it's National Breakup Day. Yes, that's a real thing. And TMZ is out here capitalizing on people's heartbreak by selling music shirts inspired by our favorite pop queens. Girl, the timing. Right after Valentine's Day, when everyone's either loved up or completely devastated, they're like, "Hey, want a t-shirt about your feelings?" The marketing department that came up with this deserves a raise because that's some next-level emotional manipulation right there. But honestly, I'm kinda here for it. There's something so iconic about wearing your heartbreak on your sleeve. Literally, like imagine rolling up to your ex's coffee shop wearing a shirt with some devastating Taylor Swift lyric or a Beyoncé power anthem. The energy, the statement, the absolute savage behavior. And you know these pop queens have given us the perfect soundtrack for every stage of a breakup. We've got the angry phase covered, the crying phase, the revenge phase, the moving on phase. It's like a whole emotional journey you can wear. I'm actually impressed by how they've turned our collective romantic trauma into a fashion statement. But can we talk about how this perfectly captures where we are culturally right now? Like, we're not hiding our mess anymore, we're wearing it. We're making it cute. We're turning our breakdowns into fashion statements. The audacity is actually inspiring. Right, so speaking of breakups, and this one is not cute, we need to discuss Scott Wolf because, girl, this situation is messy, messy. So our party of five heartthrob filed for divorce from his wife, Kelly, back in June, and apparently it has been nasty. Okay, so they've been estranged, right? Like, properly not talking, lawyers involved, the whole dramatic soap opera situation. And then suddenly they're spotted together again? Girl, what is happening? Are they reconciling? Is this just for the cameras? Are they trying to work it out for the kids? I have so many questions. The thing about these Hollywood divorces is they're never straightforward, are they? There's always money involved, custody battles, image management, publicity concerns. It's like a whole chess game where we only see some of the moves. And when you've got kids in the mix, it gets even more complicated because you're trying to protect them while also dealing with your own drama. But here's what's getting me about this whole situation. The fact that they're calling it a nasty divorce in the headlines tells you everything. Like most celebrity splits get the whole amicable separation, remain friends, PR treatment. But when they're not even bothering to pretend it's friendly? Girl, there is some serious tea brewing behind those closed doors. I'm genuinely curious about what went down because Scott seemed like such a wholesome family man type, you know? But then again, we never really know what's happening behind closed doors in Hollywood, do we? The image and the reality are often completely different planets. And now, oh my God, girls, we need to talk about Britney because our girl is living her best nude beach life and I am simultaneously concerned and impressed. So Miss Britney Spears just posted a photo where she's completely naked on a beach. And honestly, the freedom, the confidence, the complete lack of caring what anyone thinks. Look, I know some people are going to be clutching their pearls about this, but can we just acknowledge that Britney has been through decades of people controlling her body, her image, her choices? And now she's free to post whatever she wants, whenever she wants, however she wants. Is it chaotic? Yes. Is it sometimes concerning? Maybe. But is it her choice? Absolutely. The sun's out, buns out energy is actually quite iconic when you think about it. Like she's literally embracing the most natural thing in the world, being comfortable in her own skin. And after everything she's been through with the conservatorship and the media scrutiny and people analyzing her every move, maybe this is just her way of saying, I do what I want now. But I will say, the timing of these posts always makes me wonder if she's okay. You know, like, I want our girl to be living her best life, but I also want her to be safe and surrounded by people who care about her well-being. It's this weird balance between supporting her freedom and also being genuinely concerned because we've watched her struggle so publicly for so long. The thing is, Britney has always been ahead of her time, hasn't she? She was doing the whole pop princess thing before it was a formula. She was being sexually liberated before it was acceptable. And now she's doing the whole post whatever you want on social media thing before. Well, maybe that's never going to be totally acceptable, but she's doing it anyway. And can we just acknowledge that at her age, after two kids, after everything she's been through, she's still got the confidence to post nude photos, the self-assurance. Whether you think it's appropriate or not, you cannot deny that takes a certain level of not caring what people think. Right, so before we wrap up today's episode, can I just say how wild it is that we're living in this time where celebrities are just completely unfiltered? Like, between Taylor being open about her relationship goals, Britney posting nude beach pics, and all these messy divorces playing out in public, it's like reality TV, but it's actually reality. The social media age has completely changed celebrity culture, hasn't it? These stars can bypass all the traditional media gatekeepers and just speak directly to us. Sometimes it's beautiful and authentic, sometimes it's absolutely chaotic, but it's always something. And honestly, as someone who makes a living talking about celebrity drama, I am not complaining. The content just keeps coming. Every day there's something new, something shocking, something that makes you go, did they really just do that? It's like Christmas morning for gossip podcasters. Girl, the tea never stops brewing in Hollywood, and I am here for every single drop of it. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!